Today, we are celebrating the first week of Lent. In every year, the first Sunday Gospel of Lent begins with a reflection on the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. The church assigns temptation stories to the beginning of Lent because temptation comes not only to Jesus, but may also to come to everybody. So by the way, I have questions. Is there any of you here who never got experience of temptation? Please raise your hands. Is there anyone? So all of you have got experience of temptation in one way or another, no? Even me. Why I told this? There used to be a time, I think a few years ago, I used to ask this the same question to one of my friends. And he answered, I have never experienced about the temptations. So it surprised me. So I asked, are you a saint? Of course not. So I'm still curious to want to know, because I'm a seminarian, no? I need to know because I also have my own temptation. So I want to know what is the secret. So that's why I asked him, so what the secret that helped you never experience about the temptations? He's a very honest person. He answered me, I got used to it. That's why he never, that's why even the devil got bored of him, doesn't want to tempt him anymore, because he got used to the sins. So I hope none of us here got used to sin, eh? That we may never feel that we get experience of the temptation. If you see many saints in the history of the church, the more the saints that concentrate on God, the more they feel the temptations. If you do not believe me, you go back home to find some saints and you read their history. Even Mother Teresa Calcutta, there was the time that she got experience of the darkness moment in her life. So in today, even Jesus was tempted 3 times by the devil after he got the 40 days of fasting and praying in the desert. But I just want to concentrate on the first temptation of Jesus, that the devil provoked him. The devil is very intelligent, no? Very clever. He know that he got very hungry. So that's why I challenge him, if you are the Son of God, let this stone become bread. In your opinion, in your intelligence, do you believe that Jesus can transform the stone to the bread or no? Yes or no? Yes. Of course, no? But why Jesus didn't do? Even though he was hungry, no? Why he didn't do? Anyone have the question, have the answer? I think, I don't know, but I think if Jesus could transform the stone to bread, I think many constructors of the house or the road, they may God sad. Yes or no? Because no more stone to build the house, to build the road. So that there, the one point there, if we pay attention, that the devil own way want to put us out of the order. They want to put us in disorder, so that make us confusion. Jesus, of course, he know very well who he was. He's a true God, but at the same time also true human, true man, no? Do you believe that Jesus is true God, a true man? Of course, in that moment, if he jumped out, he would die soon for sure, because he was a real human. So it means that he knows his own identity. So this temptation of Jesus maybe also taught us how to live this time of Lent. We may ask ourselves, what is our real identity? Do you know your real identity? What is our real identity? As a Catholic, of course, with our faith, We believe that we are a true children of God. Do you believe it or no? Do you believe that we are created in the image and likeness of God? But how many times maybe we have forgotten this one, that we are true children of God? It's our real identity. The devil, if they're intelligent, they want to put us in confusion, in disorder. So, dear brother and sister, Lent is a time for us to humbly take God's hand and to walk the path of faith and love that leads to Easter. In this year of Lenten season, the Pope invites the believer to prepare to celebrate the Paschal mystery with mind and heart renewed, warning that sin leads man to consider himself the God of creation, to see himself as its absolute master, and to use it not for the purpose willed by the Creator, but for his own selfish interest. The Pope also invites to live with the traditional practice that we used to do, three basic things. No? You remember three basic things that we should practice in this Lenten season that the Church invites to practice? Fasting, what's else? Prayer and almsgiving, no? Three basic things that the Church only invites to practice during this Lenten season. But what does this mean, fasting? When I used to ask a child in the class, catechist class, what's the fasting? He answered very fast. Fasting, it means to eat very fast. It also makes sense, no? To eat fast so that we're not falling in temptation to desire to eat anymore. It's just a joke, no? But it makes sense. The Pope explained fasting means turning away from the temptation to devote everything to satisfy our voracity. Prayer teaches us to abandon idolatry and the self-sufficiency of our ego. Almsgiving, whereby we escape from the insanity of hoarding everything for ourselves in the illusory belief that we can secure a future that does not belong to us. If we follow this journey, he said, it's impossible to rediscover the joy of God's plan for creation and for each of us, which is to love him, our brothers and sisters, and the entire world. Then we are able to find in this love our true happiness. So I want to continue to give my place for Deacon Fred, have some words for all of you too.